This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a forum where people are talking about the frugal things that did not work for them, which does take us to...
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it. I used to pay high prices at concessions for food until I discovered the revolutionary pocket dog. Now everywhere I go, I've got a snack. I think the best thing about that is walking down the street with two warm wieners in my back pocket.
There's something very wrong with
long live pocket dog.
Just a little bit. Man, I still love pocket dog. These are the 10 common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it. Number 10, I love it, Flying Spirit Airlines.
Oh, damn. I mean, damn, man.
Yeah. I have heard that from a lot of people.
This is the only airline that I have ever heard where a bat was flying around the cabin mid-flight.
Good God.
I mean, that tells you all
you
need to
know. I don't think you have to worry about anything about that airline other than the people who are on it.
Oh.
And bats.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't bring a bag. I mean, yeah.
You can't, what, you can't
I don't carry anything. I don't think, yeah, I mean, it's basically like... It's this cheap because you get a seat.
Okay. Right. All right. We'll get you there.
Man, you fly Spirit because you literally have no other option. If you're going on vacation somewhere, muscle up better than Spirit, man. I beg of you. Number 9, reusing Ziploc bags. One person just said nope. Which I will
reuse. It depends what was in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I have a Ziploc bag that is in my freezer that has had no less than 100 runs of ice that have been through it.
Sure.
You know, I have the ice cube trays. I'm not, you know, rich enough to have the ice cream, the ice machine in my fridge, but I keep the bag in there just to hold it all as I keep refilling it.
Sure.
I feel like on the weekends I reuse them for breakfast meat.
Yeah.
Okay,
for sure.
That's fine. Yeah.
Like,
so, sure.
You know what I mean? You got a couple extra sausage patty, you throw them in there, and then like the next, I don't know, if you got bacon the next day, it's like, oh, I could use the same bag.
If I ever make a sandwich and bring it in for lunch, I will use the same bag a couple different times in the same week.
Yeah, I don't actively, if I reuse one, it's probably just because I just didn't throw it out and it's just sitting right there.
Right.
Or like I just took something out of it. It's right. Like I need to put something else away.
You're putting the same stuff in it or it's at least comparable. You're not like running water and soap through this thing to clean it out. You're just using it again. Number 8, do-it-yourself projects. Is the ones that you need to be a licensed professional to do for someone else.
It's worth the money.
Like haircuts, plumbing, tree removal, most major home repairs. Yeah, it just...
It's one of the beauties of being bald. Like, I can cover that.
Yeah, the problem is that I need to go into a barber to get my beard professionally trimmed at this point. I've been keeping it trimmed myself, and it's fine. I want to go in and see what it's all about to get a professional trim.
Just do what I do and listen to your wife bitch about how ugly your beard is.
I do.
It's a lot of split ends. I'm like, oh. Right.
I used to do it every Friday before the pandemic, just because I like sitting in the chair and getting it lined up every Friday. But
sure.
Now I do it every few months. I'll go to the barber shop and specifically say, okay, clean it up.
Yeah, once the wife starts calling me a leprechaun, I got to get it. These are 10 common money-saving tips.
She doesn't even know good music, dude.
That just aren't worth it. Number 7, cheap toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Especially paper towels, paper I don't worry about too much.
But toilet paper, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Just. Paper towels are like gold in my house.
I like the ones that that have the smaller breaking points. You don't have to use all
yes.
the rolls.
I'm right there with you. I at least have the half sheet
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
I'm down
that's,
with it.
Right. And then I'm just saying, like, I rarely will use a napkin in my home. I always just rip off one
of those. Me too, man.
So I'm like, paper towels are, that's probably the thing I use the most in my home.
I've had someone comment, like, man, you guys have a lot of napkins. I'm like, we never use them.
Right. Number 6, capturing water from the shower and sink to use for other things. Quote, if you're doing it to conserve because you're in a drought area, it's fine, but just to save on your water bill is not worth the hassle.
Are people doing that?
I guess.
I've never heard of that.
I feel like when it comes to utilities, that can rack up over time, but I feel like our utilities is one of the cheaper bills that we have as far as maintaining home.
Yeah, with the water anyway. God damn,
right?
Man.
These are the 10 common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it. Number 5, holding on to unnecessary stuff to potentially use later. It says, quote, don't be a hoarder. Sell it, donate it, trash it. The clutter is not worth the headache.
I agree.
Yeah, I kind of have a rule. If I haven't touched it in a year, there's a good chance that I'm not going to.
Also, if you haven't worn it in a year, maybe give it to Goodwill.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know.
Unless
you really
it's a suit, we understand why you haven't. Yeah,
yeah. I know you really like that shirt that's sitting there at the bottom of your T-shirt drawer. Mm-hmm. It's time for it to go, man. Time for it to go. Number four, lowering the thermostat. Quote, keep it as low as you can, but I'm not going to freeze my butt off all winter. It impacts my mood, motivation, and productivity. Again, utilities and electricity is decently cheap in this country, especially in the state. Heat your house.
Not my bill, man. Everything, my entire house is electric. Stuff, the oven, the heat, and all that. So I'm turning into my father. Like, then put on a hoodie.
Yeah, turning one light out in a room doesn't really seem to help
that
anymore.
That doesn't do much. No.
I will say generation. This. I agree with that 100% just because I run hot.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in people's homes that, like, it'll be, like, 30 degrees outside, and they like to hang out in shorts and, like, a tank top. It's like, right, well, 30 degrees. I showed up in jeans and a hoodie. Like, right. I'm sweating my ass off over here. Turn the damn thing down.
Number three, couponing. Quote, it just takes so much time, and most stores already advertise deals or loyalty promotions without a coupon requirement. Some people also mention going to multiple grocery stores for the cheapest price on items. Also, man, if you're a part of the whatever loyalty club that they have.
My wife is a part of every loyalty.
Right.
If there's a store in Seattle, when they ask that question, before I can say, I don't think so, she's like, yep. You might own a store yourself and don't think you actually have a loyalty program. Somehow.
You do.
You do, and she's on it.
Right.
We've never had a loyalty program. Here's my wife. She's on it.
That's what I started figuring out about bigger companies. You know, because I was in the loyalty program of QFC, and then I figured out, they're a Kroger brand, just like Fred Meyer.
That's right.
All of a sudden, I'm loyalty everywhere.
And half the time, the person running the register will just ring in one there.
Exactly.
They'll do it for
you. Zap it right there. Number two, buying in bulk, especially if you don't have a big family. Quote, it's fine for shelf-stable or frozen items, but if you end up throwing out any of it, it wasn't worth the savings, which I agree with.
Yeah.
You know. My old man would kind of do this. He would go to like Cash and Carry, and he'd get this big 5-pound bag of potatoes.
Right.
But then we'd throw away about 2/3 of the bag.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to use all those.
You know, I get it. It's $5 for that entire thing, but
you're not going to eat them.
We're not using it, man. I know you're getting more for the buck, but you're not using it.
You're also
more.
Throwing away more
exactly.
for the buck.
Exactly. Ta da.
Say, in my house, the two I know I can get at Costco, beer and mustard.
Yep.
It'll get used.
It will. Mustard. Good mustard. Work, Ted. But this is the number one common money-saving tip that just is not worth it. VD has done this, he told me. Making your own laundry detergent. Quote, it's only worth it to make it in large quantities, but then you have to store it all somewhere. One person says, buy it, but be careful to only use the correct amount so it lasts longer.
He's made his own laundry
detergent. He has made his own laundry
detergent. The man drinks algae, makes his own laundry detergent. I don't understand.
He does not do that crap anymore.
Okay. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.